This Vav Iyar Siman Peihei Halacha Daled. We're going to Halacha Hey. So we're discussing when it comes to a fire. As we mentioned, especially today, if there's even a possibility of danger, one should do whatever they can to make sure that the water is out. But in general, when the person, and that's really what the kitzur is up to now, but he speaks about the houses where there is no fire. I mean, the fire is not right now posing any danger, so they're much more calm. So it's interesting, so they have more of a leeway in what they're allowed to save because they're not in a panic, so they're allowed to take out anything to a place where you're allowed to carry. And it goes even far as saying that you're allowed to take even things that are usually mukta, money or other very expensive items. Even though they're mukta, you're allowed to save them if there's a great, this is what the conditions are. It's a great loss, and it's coming in a sudden manner, meaning like a fire, etc., or even, let's say, a burglary, or water is about to wash away everything. So how do they do this? As a way of carrying something that's mukta, and that's by putting something like a food, a candy or something like that, on the item itself. So this way, when you're carrying it together, it's considered like you're not necessarily, it's like a leeway in the rules of mukta. Now, the kitzur goes on to say that there's even more of a leniency. That means it's based on another lenient opinion that says that you could even carry these things by themselves without putting any food on them. Why is that? That because b'malkam hesed gadol, when there's a great loss and it's a sudden situation, mukta is pushed off. So that's something you probably never heard of. And that's the halacha, according to Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, obviously in a very dire situation. But the condition is that you shouldn't take it out to a place where you're not allowed to carry. And even that, if you look at the Pesach Ketubos, there's certain leniencies to do so in the way where you're doing it machinery, meaning not in a normal way. So, of course, it's one of those things you can't really ask a shayla, so that's why it's good to learn. But a person should never be tested with these situations. Also, the kitzur goes on to discuss when it comes to what's called Sifrei Kodesh, any holy books, whether they're written in a regular manner, meaning with by a sefer, or even if they're printed, we save these sfarim and books and holy books, we save them from the fire, or let's say there's a flood, and you could take it even to a courtyard or an alleyway, which you're not allowed to carry because they didn't fix it by making an air. That means the structure's there, but they didn't collect the bread and unify everyone. Nevertheless, you're allowed to carry to these places. And certainly when it comes to using a non-Jew, you're allowed to take it even through the Shus HaRabim. So even though usually carrying Shus HaRabim is an Issa D'oraisa, using a non-Jew is permitted. When it comes to saving Sefer Torah, or tefillin, you're allowed to carry, you're allowed to also save the tikk. Tikk means the container that the Sefer Torah and the tefillin are in. I think one of the reasons is we don't want to be busy trying to now take it off. You have to save as much time as possible. And therefore, you're allowed to take the container with it also. There's a kadima, that means Sefer Torah has to come first before the svarim, other books. When there is a possibility, which is what we introduced this halacha today, that suffix nefasha, someone chas v'shalom is going to be in danger, life danger, you're allowed to put out the fire. And a person shouldn't look to see that he's going to, you know, if you're in doubt in these type of things, especially putting out the fire, you should put it out. And as a kid says, places where Jews live together with the non-Jews, it's even more important for a person to be conscious of this. You could put out the fire, even if he's in the house of a non-Jew, you're in a person's residing in the house of a non-Jew, then he's allowed to put out the fire. And as the kitzur says, hakol lefi inyan, you have to know the situation, but these are the halachas, and to put it out, you're allowed to put out the fire. You're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos if it's just for the sake of saving money. So even though we discussed leniency and mukta, but to be mechal Shabbos, even in this is the rabban, and this is the most amazing thing that the kitzur goes on to finish. He finishes off by saying, someone profaned Shabbos just for the sake of money. I mean, there wasn't danger and there wasn't any concern of fire spreading, etc. He has to go to a Rav and ask him to direct him how to do tshuva. That statement is very interesting. In the old days, the Ramah says that there is a very clear path for someone to do tshuva when it comes to Chil Shabbos. It's about It's 40 days of fasting, Mondays and Thursdays, sometimes even much more days. But in the Piskei Teshuvos, he writes, today fasting actually is not the way to do tshuva. Today is to learn the halachas of Shabbos, to maybe hold back from sweets and stuff like that. And the reason for that is today we're not strong enough to do fasting, most people. Okay, we're starting now another very important siman, and that's referring to the laws of rechitza, of washing. First, another washes his entire body, or even majority of his body with hot water, even if that hot water was prepared before Shabbos. Of course, we're going to see there's an exception when it comes to mikvahs. It's a big debate how today our mikvahs are warm and very comfortable. I'm saying hot, both for women and men. But the reason for that is mainly because it's a tzarech mitzvah, and because the generation again is weak, people wouldn't end up going to the mikvahs, and that's the reason why we have a leniency. But today we're learning the core halachas. So especially when it comes to just rinsing, not for the sake of a mitzvah, one's not allowed to use even hot water, even if it was prepared before Shabbos. And that includes even what's called eivel eivel. We'll discuss this also on the laws of Yom Tov. But the halacha is that there's more of a leniency when you're doing limb by limb. So it's also to do so. Now there's a big tumult and big shaila about the showers. The showers considered, first of all, even immersing in water is a part of the gzeirah. And the Moshe finds the Chassadik the Chazit Shuvah about this. But as for, first of all, anyway, on Shabbos, you'll never be able to use hot water. So that'll be in the Siddur, according to most poskim, unless there's some very special situation, the person woman just get pregnant, then she's not well, she could use a non-Jew. There's certain ways of doing it, but in general, it's also there, and this could be in the Siddur. Talking about even a freezing cold shower, which is raining again now in the summer. So that I'm a person more lenient because there are great places to help that a shower is okay. So again, that means only using the cold water faucet. But the reason why they said not to use even the Dut Shemesh, we once gave shiur in this in Eretz Yisrael, where it's usually the problem that is that many times it tends that people confuse it and end up using the regular hot water boiler. So it's definitely something to avoid. Yom Tov, we'll discuss there's much more room to be lenient, especially Bezman is set to take a shower. And I just recently found from Zalman type of Nevin and Shlita, as it relates to today, it's considered Shavuot HaNefesh, a normal thing to take a full shower. But that's on Yom Tov. Here we're discussing Shabbos. Now, water that has what's called a natural source of boiling of hot water, which is one of the only places that I actually I know two places, but one place I've ever experienced was in Tveria. That was many years ago when I was young. I went to Chamei Tveria. It's quite an experience. Hot springs of Tveria. So in such a case, if it's not, there's no ceiling on top. So technically one would be allowed to wash in these waters. There's other similar type of sulfur waters and all that. But the problem with that is that it's already done only, most people only do it a little before, and therefore there's more of a problem. So even something, according to Kisrano, if it's even these hot springs, if they're already in a closed, and that means there's a ceiling on top, it looks more like already part of the decree not to use hot water baths. The reason for hot water baths mainly is nothing to do almost with the washing. It's the fact that they used to heat up water, meaning it's called the Gzeiras Balanim, the people in charge of the mikvahs and or the bathhouses, etc., would put on the fire on Shabbos, and that's where they made a decree against these things. Now, when it comes to being tevil, the entire body betzainen. So we're just mentioning this cold water. So going fully into cold water. So technically speaking, a person should be able to do so. Mutalit kol gufa betzainen. However, as I mentioned before, first of all, we're going to see a little bit later that Kitz himself says today because of different restrictions, we don't bathe in cold water. But Me'ikar Din, at least this is possible, and especially when it comes to Tzarech Mitzvah. So, but even one who does, there's a different restriction, not to stand next to the hot oven or heater. And the reason for that is because then it heats up the water. Nothing to do even with cooking. Then it seems like the water is getting warmed up, and it's considered like you just washed yourself with water that was warmed on Shabbos. So that's, you see how far the restriction goes. When a person wants to rinse, so even if we're talking about, like we just said, you're allowed to rinse with cold water. So a person should be careful not to squeeze his hair. Squeezing hair is a major debate, the rise of the Rabbanon. Dabbing usually is permissible. But A person that's supposed to be careful, the kids, says, you're not allowed to swim. I get the shayla so often, you're allowed to swim on Shabbos. So even the Sfaradim, who there's more room to be lenient because they have less decrees, even they, the person can say he can't for other reasons. For example, even the bathing suit is a question. So certainly swimming is not permitted. If there's a special situation, that's where someone should ask a shayla with kids and this and that. But in general, that's the halacha. You don't swim on Shabbos or in Yom Tov. You're not allowed to make other things float in the water either, the kids are discusses. And if a person is rinsing himself, meaning not swimming, but rinsing himself, like I said, say in the river in cold water, this person has to be careful that before he comes, before he continues to walk, that he is, or the water on him should basically be pretty much dry. And the reason for that is because then he's carrying. And even in the river itself, you have to be careful that you're not carrying what's called dalandamas, meaning 6 feet, because the river is considered a karmelis. And by the bank of the river, it's also considered a karmelis. So I've had this shayla a few times. People ask me to go camping and they want to go to the mikveh. So if it's a tzoracha mitzvah, they just have to know these halachas. Yeah, you could go, but yeah, you can't carry the towel. You have to be careful also next to the river to wait till the water is basically off. You don't have much, you're not carrying any water. And because of all these halachas, the kids themselves have, since most people don't know how to be careful, the minhag became not to rinse at all in Shabbos, even B'tzeinen, unless it's a tzarech mitzvah like we mentioned. And here the kitzur goes on, I'm finishing up with the last halacha, that you can stand by the river and you can rinse by the river. And there's no real answer to take out the water that's on your hands in the river by the bank, like we said, because it's all part of the kalmus. Just he has to be careful to dry his hands properly before he walks 6 feet. Have a beautiful day.